WS SP308, getting ready to head out for the morning hunt. Man, I've been seeing them all over the place when I'm driving down the road. Why am I not seeing them when I'm in my stand? Anybody else experiencing that? Over. There must not be anybody going hunting this morning except me. So, WS SP308, cleared. WSET 544 WSEU 445. Copy.
Station 421. WIUT 48.
WSTY-812 monitoring.
WRBY 660 mobile. WSFT-308, listening in.
WIWX 221 Mobile. WSFT 308, you know, I didn't see a single deer today, and it just sucks because I see them every single day on my way to work and on my way home from work, and then the one day I get to go out and hunt, and I don't see a damn thing. So I'm a little upset. I'm just a little bitter. But anyways, I hope somebody got some action today. Over. They know you're coming.
Firearms a week away.
Yeah, I know, and I'll likely get one during rifle season, because I always do. But I love bow hunting. There's something primitive about it. And, you know, the fact that I didn't see anything today, I'm fine with it. I'm going back out here in about 3 hours. It's going to happen.
Roger that, 308. WRZX 218, listening.
Yeah, just trying to let out my frustrations. If I can't do it here, where can I do it, right? Over.
Get you a pillow.
What, so I can cry into it? WSFT 308, standing by.
WRUU 850.
Copy 850 WS FT 308. Reading you loud and clear.
Oh yeah, I'm just out and about. Just left breakfast with the guys and heading home, and I thought I'd just stir the airwaves up a little bit.
Sure, why not? Did you go out hunting this morning? Over.
No, I did not. I don't get out much these days. I kind of stopped back in the late 90s, and I haven't really gotten back on the bandwagon. Now I'm just old and curmudgeon, so.
Well, you know, you're only as old as you feel, but you got any aspirations of getting back out there? Over.
I don't know. You know, I mean, the thing I truly miss is grouse hunting over dogs. That to me was just pure zen. I could see myself getting back to that. And, you know, whether I want to do the whole deer camp thing anymore. You know, do a day's deer hunt maybe. But I always enjoyed deer camp, right? That was, you know, just going up for the several days, you know, even a week. But you know, I have no desire to just go out for the day. And so I don't know. Maybe get back to, you know, some grouse hunting. I'd love nothing more to train up another setter and do some of that. But I don't think so. I don't think I should be buying any puppies at my age. They have a chance of outliving me. And well, I guess there's my son I could give them to.
Hey man, I never did the bird hunt. I always wanted to, and my uncle does it, but I never got an opportunity to. And with the dogs, I think would be great. But yeah, I also agree. Deer camp is always a blast, and I'm looking forward to it this year. I'll be up in Farwell, Michigan.
Oh, why do I know where that is? Where's Farwell? God, that sounds familiar. Well, I can look it up on Google, but anyhow, I got to get inside. I'm just back from breakfast, and I got to carry out for my wife, so I want to get inside and get it to her before it gets lukewarm. Catch you a little later. WRUU850.
Yep, have a good day, 850. WSFT308, clear.
Farwell is near Harrison.
Yes, sir, just south of Harrison.
RNW 329, Monterey. RAS560 monitoring. WRAS 504, this is WSBC 560, over.
Yeah, 560, I copy you, loud and clear. Random Mount Clemens, if you want to go over and try the other.
Want to try the emergency?
Roger that. RAF 504, monitoring your channel.
WRXM 295 monitoring radio check.
WSFT 308 loud and clear.
Great, thank you.
WRWR 357.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WSFR 833, repeater check.
Rising into the machine, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
WRVV 690 mobile.
WRFX 966.
WRWR 357.
Thank you.
357. You're barely making it in. You might want to try moving to a window or get a higher point in your house. I only caught a few words of that, so you might just want to try a different antenna, like I said, get to a window, move up to the second floor.
Alright, thank you for that. Stay out of outside. I'm just protecting everything, but I'm outside the backyard. I'm kind of right on the range of the meteor. So, I may not have a lot of time, but back to the 771. Open. Thanks.
All right, sounds good. You were a little more readable that time. I got that you were out in the backyard. But keep trying. Sound like maybe you're going to switch over to another radio. So we'll talk to you later. This is WIWR357. I think I heard that you were new, and so welcome, and keep experimenting, keep trying. I'll be here listening if you need another radio check. Still a lot of static. Couldn't make out much of that. Keep trying, though.
All right. Appreciate that. I'm waiting for some parts to come in to try to build a couple different antennas to track this in my house and see if I can make that a little bit better. And/or trying to get a base station for the house. So thanks again for your support. Be good. Talk to you soon. Over.
Yeah, you're welcome. That last transmission was actually better. I could understand what you're saying. So I'm not sure if you just did something different between that transmission and the one previous. But it made a significant difference.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that. I'm just standing still in the backyard with the antenna pointed vertical into the sky. So maybe that's what I need to keep doing. Over.
Yeah, definitely, because just even that transmission was great. I could 100% readable. You know, you had some static and pops in the background, but I can read everything you're saying. Whereas before, it was a word here or there, and very quiet.
Keep playing with it. This is a new handheld ED83, Hawkhead radio. I've got a few Bofangs that I've been using, UV5G pluses, and I think those seem to work out a little bit better, actually. Over.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that I hear a lot of good things about that 771 antenna. And I'm just curious, what's your location? The only word I caught in that last transmission was repeater, so maybe you moved or changed something, but it's back to poor signal. I think I heard you say you're north of Detroit, but you might want to try the 675, the Macomb repeater, but maybe I misunderstood you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Kind of northwest of Detroit, so in Livonia. 96-275 area, a little bit east of 96-275, so I think I'm right on the edge of the 65 repeater. Over.
Yeah, that is quite a ways. You actually, considering using a handheld and, 5 or less watts, you're actually doing not too bad. Over.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was fearing as well. Do you know if I got a base station of a 20 or 50 watt base station in the house with an external antenna? Would that work better to hit the repeater? Over.
Oh, for sure. You do consider it better. Even just getting a mobile antenna and getting the right connectors to connect to your handheld. And putting mobile antenna on like a pie tin in your house or, top of a file cabinet or something, with the ground plane, to create a ground plane, you'd be amazed. It's installing the antenna and the height is 90% of it. I'm using just 5 watts right now to talk to you. But it's because of my antenna and its height that makes all the difference. Yeah, it's fun buying and testing new radios, especially since they're so affordable. A J-pole is a good idea, one of those, like a fold-up J-pole you can stick in a bag and take with you on the go. And they do a great job. You, tie a string to one end and get it up in a tree branch or something, and you'll get out real far.
Over.
Yeah, for sure. For instance, what I just was talking to someone earlier today, and it wasn't even through the repeater, it was just simplex, and we were hitting 12 miles, just with, both had, low power base stations with, using mobile antennas, and, it was clear as a bell. Well, a little bit of static, but, for simplex, it was doing quite well.
Gives me something to look forward to and trying to I appreciate all your help and support. The airwaves, and I'll run back into the garage and finish working on some projects. So thanks again, and enjoyed speaking with you. And talk to you soon.
Hey, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. It's good talking to you. Welcome to the hobby, and you'll have a good time. And we'll talk to you again some other time. This is WRWR 357 standing by.
Yes, your help. This is WSFC 692. Thanks again. Over.
WSBM 926 for a radio check, over.
Yeah, radio check, you're loud and clear.
Thank you.
Although you might want to turn your Roger beep off. It's WRWR 357.
Can I get a radio check on this handheld, please?
Yeah, gentlemen, on the handheld, sound good.
Whiskey Sierra, Echo Hotel.
Chuckle Velveeta Underwear Soccer Talk 222.
WRTX 930.
WRWM 638 listening.
Good evening, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Good evening. Hopefully you're having a good weekend. Not bad, thanks for asking. I'm not working, so that's always a plus to have a little time to myself. So if you don't mind me asking, what city are you in?
I'm coming to you off the Saginaw machine, and I am actually just rolling into Frankenmuth right now.
Hey, Roger the Frankenmuth. I'm in Taylor, you know, just downriver of Detroit. So, yeah, sounded great. All right, so, obviously, you're in a mobile.
Yeah, that's affirmative. Doing a little bit of Ubering, go home, get a little bit of sleep, and then go do my right tonight.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough. So, all right, well, you be safe, and thank you for the real quick cue, so appreciate you coming back to me. I'll be monitoring. Roger that. Thank you, 810. WRWM 638, we're standing by.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 832/Delta. Stand by listening, Brown City, Michigan.
Good afternoon, 822. Like I said, I'm just listening, but of course I'm going to wave a hand.
Copy that. Waving back. That's good distance for this little handheld. I appreciate the comeback. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 832 Delta. Stand by.
Copy that, my friend. Sounds good. Great, great modulation on the handheld. And good solid signal. All right. Thank you, my friend. WRWM 638, standing by.
WSSP 721 monitoring. Testing mobile antenna in the ground.
guys. Anyone hear me? Over.
Yeah, station, testing your new antenna there. You're readable, but the signal's pretty bad. It's pretty broken up. WRTX 930.
All right, thanks for that. I'm just playing around with an antenna. I ripped it out of my truck and stuck it in my garage on top of my toolbox. And seeing if that works, hopefully I might try to pick it up in the attic of the garage and see if that works any better. Over.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's best to get it outside if you can, but try something else because it's pretty staticky. It's pretty broken up, but you are readable.
Hey, good choice of words. That's what I was going to say. It's readable for sure. Put it on my AC unit. See if that works any better. Sorry, I doubled a little bit, my friend.
WSDM 924 on 360.
Station 544, WIUG, 488, copy. WIUG, 488, clear.
WIUG, 488, WRTX, 930.
Hey, so good old friend, where you been? I know you finished that, Chad, Roger.
Yeah, well, 40 Bay 80 is not quite a shed, but yeah, I've been up north building my shed by myself, but it's coming along. How you doing, Jack?
Dan, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Well, it's been a busy couple of months. I can say that. But I'm still here. I'm still alive. Haven't hurt myself. I'm happy about that.
I would do too. I would same thing. Happy and everything else. Anyhow, you gotta go back again?
Well, I'm not going to go back to building until spring when the snow clears. I didn't set the trusses yet. I just got the post up, all the wall girds up, all the bookshelf girds on the inside. I saved the trusses for the spring. I didn't want them hanging out all year without metal on them. I wasn't going to be able to finish that before winter, so there was already snow coming. Just a little bit, but there was some snow. So it's buttoned up for the winter. We'll pick it up in the spring.
I'm glad to hear you back, Ken. Yeah, anyhow. I said, what the heck? This guy, he never calls or nothing, or maybe he's still there building that shit. Roger.
I'm going to leave. I got to go a couple places in the next couple weeks, but then I should be back. I'll be back before Thanksgiving, and I should be home for at least a couple of months, I would think.
Good to hear you, Ken. I'm not kidding. Good to hear you, and good thing you came back, because the holidays are around the corner. One holiday already passed, which is Halloween. I went out there with the pillow bag, and I got half a candy bag. Roger.
Ah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, there's no trick-or-treaters where I'm at, so everybody always takes their kids to town for trick-or-treating where I'm at. Nobody's coming around for that. I did buy a bag of candy in the store, though, for myself. It was after Halloween. It was like November 2nd or something. It was in the store. There was one of these giant bags of miscellaneous candy for like $2 that would normally have been 10, 12 bucks. I'm like, some of those look pretty good. I'll grab this bag of candy.
Good. You know what? It didn't get to me at all. They took all of them away from me, the kids. I have 5 kids around me, and that's what I went out with.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, we used to wait till dark, and then trick-or-treating started. Now it's, trunk-or-treats and parking lots of the Walmart, and everything's during the day, and I guess there's reasons for it, but yeah, it was a different era.
Anyhow, how's your wife, by the way?
She's doing good. You know, that foot surgery is interesting because, her foot still hurts, but every day gets just a teeny, weeny bit better. And the doctor's like, it's not unheard of, but, some of these can take just like 6 to 8 months to fully heal. So let's just give it some time. It's still getting better, so it's okay. I'm okay with the direction it's going.
Otherwise, it's going to be some other procedure, I'm sure, but which is not going to be good. But it gets better every day, and she's good. She's all right. It's pretty good.
Glad to hear that. Really, you know, the foot. It's the worst thing is the foot, and that's what happened, I guess. Anyhow, Ken, good to hear from you. Good talking to you. You take care. And you have a good evening. I'm driving a little bit. WIUG, 88.
Yeah, good to hear from you too, Jack. Good to hear a familiar voice on the radio. WRTX 930.
WSTB 969. How's it going out there tonight? Didn't get you there. Someone out there keeps keying up.
Bye. Township Mobile Radio. Yeah. Testing it out here. Yeah. Making sure it works. Yeah.
WSB Recycling is fake. They just put all that stuff in the trash. It goes to the dump. Recycling has always been fake.
Could you repeat?
WRUG 488. Jack, you listening? I'm on Detroit.
WMRK 367, what's going on? Out there in the distance. No copy, no body. No body, no copy. WMRK 367.
WRWB 489.
Member of HCB, gentlemen.
WRFK 359.